Hello, welcome to Bedtime Stories of Adventure and Wonder. Hope you're all sleepy tonight and tucked in somewhere comfy. Or maybe laying on a floor because your bedroom's in another room and your sibling won't let you share their bed. Sometimes that happens over here. Anyway, wherever you happen to be, I hope you're ready for a good story. So, Clara, what kind of story do you want tonight? Family of dragons. Okay, I think we can do this. Let's begin. Once upon a time, there was a family of dragons. And it was Saturday morning. And they all started waking up to the smell of warm, yummy breakfast. Sheep. Scrambled sheep. And human toast. That's good. Well, it got them out of their beds. And Mother Dragon said, "Good morning, sleepyheads. I hope you got a nice appetite, because we're going to be doing lots of chores today." "Oh, no, Mom," whined the dragons. "But the cave is already clean." "Our hoard of gold coins has not been polished in over 2 weeks," said the mother dragon. "And there's just plenty of spider webs everywhere." "This is not a spider's cave. It's our cave. You need to chase them out."
"Oh, Mom."
"But I was gonna go set a village on fire today."
"You get to do that every day," Mother Dragon said. "But today is Saturday, and we have chores."
Oh my god. We're humans.
Sorry, I'm still getting over a cold. So if I get too laughy, I start to cough. The boy dragon, whose name was Scarflash, he grumbled as he ate his human toast. And the two girl dragons, they whined and cried as they gobbled up their scrambled sheep. And then they started coming up with excuses. "Brother pulled on my wing."
"Did not."
"Uh-huh." "And sister pushed those spiders into my corner of the cave. Did so. Children, said Mother Dragon, if you guys keep complaining instead of cleaning, I'm gonna add more chores to the list. Oh yeah, like what? Said the boy dragon. This was the wrong thing to say. Well, the mother dragon said, you are gonna have to go clean your scales. No! I did that last year! And you are beyond overdue for another washing. You need to go down to the lake and clean off. But I hate the water! There's fish in there! Ew! Brother's scared of a fish. Brother's scared of the fishies. Well, then the children dragon started pushing each other and clawing and snapping with their teeth. And then one of them got really worked up and she blew fire in the cave. Not in the cave, said Mother Dragon. That's it. You have to go take a wash as well.
Wait. I mean, in the cave, they have wood and fancy tapestry things on the walls? Because caves are usually made out of rock, which are non-flammable.
I think breathing fire on your family is maybe the same as punching.
Good point.
That's never okay. You don't do that to family. Well, so brother and sister had to go down to the lake. They grumbled and grumbled. While they were bathing, sudden, there was a dragon hunter watching them from the trees.
Ooh, that's spooky.
He was a human, usually not much of a threat. Every now and then, one of them got really smart and knew how to trap dragons. They'd have fancy traps with ropes and nets. And
would the dragon
see it? Not if it was underwater. Imagine a really large fishing net under the water. And all he was waiting for was a dragon to come clean its scales. And then he'd pull a lever and the net would close in around them super fast.
If the net, what material is the net made out of?
Fire-resistant rope. Well, let's just say they jumped in and he pulled the lever and he caught himself two young dragons.
You're gonna get in so much trouble, said the boy dragon.
Well, it
other girl dragon who didn't get into a fight and didn't have to wash her scales. She had just finished chasing the spiders out of the cave. And she had polished her section of gold. She was just about to go pick some little village to scare. And her mother said, "Will you go check on those two down by the lake? They're taking too much time, and we need to get the chores finished." "Fine," said the girl dragon. She flew down by the lake just in time to see the dragon hunter. Drag them out of the lake with a machine, of course, because he's not that strong. With a big wooden contraption with pulleys, he was able to lift the dragons out of the water and transport them over to a large cage on top of a wagon, connected to five horses. Strong ones that could carry a heavy load. "Oh no," said the girl dragon who was free. "Those two knuckleheads got themselves caught by a human. I better go get Mom."
"So, it's fireproof rope, right?"
"Yes."
"Is it also claw or teeth resistant?"
Maybe.
Maybe the dragons are just really dumb.
No. Maybe they're just kind of freaked out, panicky, and not thinking straight. Or maybe it's just a really good net.
Okay.
But they're getting put into a cage that's not rope. It's gonna be like metal. So, the girl dragon started to fly back up to home. She found her mom and said, "Mom, brother and sister got caught by a hunter. He's putting them in a cage." "What?" "Okay, you stay here. I'll be right back." "No, I want to help." "You need to stay here where it's safe. I'll only be gone a minute." And Mom flew off to the rescue. Well, that dragon hunter had a special plan just in case there was a rescue attempt. He had a large harpoon gun. It's like a big bow and arrow.
Or a big crossbow.
And he was watching the skies while he was finishing the locks on the cage. Harpoon gun spear was dipped with poison, which he had proven to be especially good at taking down large dragons. Well, Mother Dragon came bursting through the woods, the
sees the treetops overhead to the lake. She quickly saw the hunter in the cage and her babies. Well, the sister dragon were smart enough to be looking around them while they were trapped. They saw the secret harpoon gun. So as soon as they saw their mom, they yelled out, "Watch out, he's got a harpoon!" Well, that was just the warning their mother needed. The hunter hopped off his wagon, grabbed his harpoon, and aimed quickly and fired. And she was already rolling away, spiraling through the air, out of danger. She said, "Okay, kids. This is how you chase the spiders out of the cave." And she began flying in wide circles around the hunter and the horses. She started spooking those horses. They began to flee in all sorts of different directions. Well, that was really bad for the wagon they were connected to. And before the hunter could stop it, those horses had turned that wagon on its side. The cage fell with a crash. And the locks broke. "Okay, kids," said their mother. "This is how you polish the gold." And she went with her, opened her mouth wide, and blasted the hunter with a big hot breath. Well, that nasty dragon breath made the dragon hunter want to throw up. He fell to his knees, ready to heave. And while he was down there, she took her wings to polish the gold. Rubbed the hunter between her wings really hard. You ever had an Indian rub?
You mean Indian burns?
Maybe they're called Indian burns.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but a dragon doing it to you. on your whole body.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it didn't feel very good.
Oh my god.
But that hunter was really, really clean afterwards. Just like their gold. He didn't have any clothes left. They all had been burned right off with all the friction. And so, embarrassed, he dove in the lake to hide. And since she freed her son and daughter, they flew back home and they said, "Wow, I didn't know chores could be so good at helping us keep us safe from hunters."
Hey, this seems a little familiar.
What are you talking about?
Is it like the Karate Kid or something? Where like his teacher makes him do chores that'll help him with karate.
Ooh, maybe you're right. Anyway, from that day on, whenever Mother Dragon asked them to do their chores, they did it without complaint. They knew that they were learning some awesome life skills to take care of the dragon hunters in their future. Thanks, Mom, they said. We love chores. Can we do them every day, not just Saturday? You may, children, Mother Dragon said with a smile. But first, who's hungry?
I am.
I'm not asking you guys. It's part of the story.
Oh, okay.
It's bedtime. Anyway, alright. The end. Wow, that was so fun and educational. Am I right, kids?
Sure.
Alright. Have a good night.
You too.
See you tomorrow night.
See ya.
Bye-bye.